It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, the pig, mypigradio.com. Are you entered?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
What about you, Dave?
No.
No? All right. Well, you'll be there.
He's part of this, the CCC.
You'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. Yeah.
He's going to taste all the chili.
He's
the smart
guy.
That's
my job. Let's get chili taster.
Yeah. Let's get everybody caught up. We got Holden Fleming in here, Dave Watkins. Mm-hmm.
City of Texarkana, Texas.
City of Texarkana, Texas. And we're going to be talking about some census jobs and the census coming up.
How important it is.
But we are still smack talking because we are competing in the chili
cook-off. Okay.
Yeah, the chili cook-off this Friday. Mm-hmm. And Holden, I'm going to tell you, JW is proud of his recipe.
Well, yeah, I am. Most chili people are proud of the recipe.
You should be proud of it. It doesn't mean it's going to win.
No, it doesn't mean it's going to win. he's got something. I'm going to throw in a secret surprise. I'm like, don't mess up my chili.
Secret ingredient.
Now I know if we don't win, I'm going to say, well, if you hadn't thrown in that secret surprise, we would have won.
I'm willing to bet it. I'll gamble that.
Okay.
All right, for those that don't know, the Bridge City, we got the information up at mypigradio.com, but the Bridge City Project Chili Cook-Off takes place Friday 5 to 9, 400 East 4th Street in the lot right across from the Salvation Army there. Mm-hmm. So that's, and there's quite a few teams. We're going to have a good time. Live music. It's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun.
And but this will be the third benefit, year. Who benefits from this?
Texarkana Homeless,
Coalition, which I wanted to say, I was fixing to break it down to all the different organizations, but the Homeless Coalition is the one that puts it together. But they serve not just the homeless, but the food insecure. Yeah. There's a lot that benefits from this.
Well, I hope you'll come out.
Plus, it's fun.
Yeah, I hope you'll come out and join us on that. But they are here to talk about the 2020 census and how important it is to the city of Texarkana for you to be counted. Tell us about the upcoming census.
So the census is coming up April 1st. So one of the things that we're doing now is we're kind of informing our community, letting them know that how important it is for the different people in a community to complete the census. It doesn't take very long. So we want as many people as we can to complete the census so that we can have a better Texarkana.
Okay. I know people need to, sometimes they go, you know, they see the sign that says Texarkana, whatever, 70,000 or whatever it is now that it says on the sign. But it's a whole lot more than just having the sign up saying it's 70,000. It's important because, tell us why it's important to be counted.
Well, if I can just chime in for a second. It's important, number one, because it's in the Constitution. You know, going all the way back to our founding, you know, with the Constitution, it says every 10 years we have to count everybody who lives here. Aside from that, the important thing to remember is that every year, the federal government doles out about $675 billion. And so the way you get your fair share of that money is for a lot of these programs based on your population. So if we want Texarkana to make sure that it gets as much federal funding for its different grant programs as we can, then we have to make sure that we fill out the census as accurately as we can. Because if we don't, we have to live with those numbers for 10 years. So and that's a long time to live with an undercount.
Yeah. So what you're saying is, you know, let's just say, for instance, if a city had 50,000 people in it, but only 25,000 were counted, then the other 25,000 we're not getting what we should get. We're not getting the benefit we would get if it showed the true figure, right?
That's exactly right. And you know, Texarkana as a community has so many great programs. But a lot of those programs, a lot of things we do come from federal grants and federal funding. And so, you know, if we want to make sure that everyone continues to receive the programs that they benefit from, then it's extremely important. You know, even undercounting, you said by 50%, that'd be disastrous.
Oh, I know.
But even a 1% or 2% undercount can have a big impact.
So this will be coming in the mail in March, correct? Be looking for it?
Yes. So be looking for it, but I do believe that you're able to go online and complete the census,
okay.
So you don't have to wait for the mail to come. We want everybody to do this as soon and as early as possible.
Where would they go online at?
Census.gov, is it?
Okay, that's simple. And filling it out is not too complicated?
No, not complicated at all.
You want to get workers, though, to make sure that for those that are not filling out, maybe they didn't get it. they don't know. So you're looking for workers to go around?
Yes, workers to go around, workers to help with the process, workers to just kind of be the voice to encourage people about how important it is to complete the census. And so the federal government is hiring for those workers all over the country right now.
And we'll get into that here a little bit more as we go, because we've got some information on how you can get, because it's good money. For a flexible side job.
You can make some money helping out.
103.9, 98.5, The Pig. It's mypigradio.com. Have you downloaded the app? Holden has it. Dave, you going to download the app?
I will download it.
Bunch of redneck music.
It's fine.
It's okay.
We got some hillbilly in here, though.
Have you checked my neck?
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't be from around these parts and not have a little bit of tinge to it. I'm sorry. Tint. JW, did you hear him earlier, Holden?
No.
He's fixing to get his hair colored.
I did not say that.
He's going to get his hair dyed.
Purple
I'm sorry.
Or blue.
I'm sorry. Tinted. Tinted.
I said my daughter was wanting to tint around here and whatever to take the gray away. And I said, okay, go ahead. And, you know, she really wants to do it. I don't want to be in the shape he's in a few years. See that top?
He's the silver fox.
Yeah, the silver
fox. Damn right he is.
the gray old man is what I call him.
All right, why should someone choose to work as a census taker, Dave? We need census
workers. Well, you touched about the fact that, was it your parents?
My mother-in-law and my father-in-law.
Okay. They're going to get involved because...
They are going to get involved. Yeah. They live in Fort Worth, you know, and they're going to get involved. It's doing your civic duty, but it's, you know, you can make some pretty...
It's like 17,
good money.
15, what is it?
Sure.
Up to 18 bucks an hour.
Yeah.
Flexible hours,
you know.
And what would they be kind of doing?
So I do believe that one of the things that they'll be doing is just kind of being the voice for the government. They'll be going out, you know, encouraging people to complete the census. Mm-hmm. There'll be some, I guess, should we need it, be knocking on doors and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. They'll be set up to kind of walk people through the process, making phone calls, that kind of thing.
Okay. Not too difficult.
When you say flexible, so their schedule would be kind of like just...
Yeah. So, you know...
The after hours or something?
Sure. So actually, before I even got involved with the census here locally, I saw it online, so I just kind of clicked on it. And I believe you can kind of set your own schedule, right?
Good,
you can
good.
Do this based off your own leisure. And so it's not very hard at all. You know, some positions do require set schedules, but they do allow this to be kind of at your leisure.
Good.
And where would most people work? They would be, basically, if they were hired here, they would stay around. Around here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it'd be our community. So yes. It's not like they're taking a census job and got to run out to El Paso.
Maybe a little drive.
Yeah, start knocking on doors out in Fort Worth or something. So
obviously it'd be for here.
Yeah. It'll be local.
Very, very good. And again, 2020census.gov. That'll get you all the information.
Sure.
You had 2020
sure.
census.
I think the main thing I learned out of this, and I didn't know it till you came in here and told me, was the fact that you can go ahead and fill out the census online. You don't have to
starting
wait
in March.
In March.
Yeah.
You can go ahead and fill it. You don't have to wait for it to come, or you look in your mailbox every day to see if it's there,
sure.
or get it lost in the mail.
You know, John, that's a really good point. Is a lot of people think to fill out the census, you got to fill out this long form
right.
and send it in. But actually, this is the first time ever you can actually complete the census online. But even if you feel a little hesitant about those tricky computers, you can actually call in. And you can do the census by phone, too. And so we just want people to know there's a lot of different ways you can do it.
Multiple.
And the absolute last resort is somebody comes and knocks on your door. We don't want that to happen.
That's right, Graybeard. if doing it on the magic glowing smart box is too confusing for you,
yeah, okay.
You can wait for the long form.
Thank you. I think I'd rather do it online.
I just thought it was funny because he was like, oh, man, way back when I graduated high school. 10 years ago.
That was Holden.
Yes.
He's of the younger generation compared to the two old men.
He's a millennial. We discussed this the other day. Uh-huh. You'd be a millennial.
Yeah.
Me
too.
Yeah. Well, but, all right.
Do I look that old?
No. I'm just millennials.
Okay.
What year did you graduate?
Oh, 2004.
That's not that long ago.
No.
15 years ago or so.
Yeah.
No, that's when I got these boots.
Right.
All right. So, listen, before you guys get out of here today, can we play? Y'all want to play a game?
We'd love to play a game.
You sure you would love to play?
We would. They would love to play again. He's competitive, remember?
He is competitive. All right. Well, and we'll do that.
Yeah,
these pig lips come from DeLauder's.
Hey,
yeah.
They're quality.
Jeff tried one the other day.
Yeah, you used to work at DeLauder's?
My very first job.
How about that?
Is that right?
Yes, it was.
We like Kyle.
Yeah,
he's a good guy.
Good bunch of folks out there. And ordinarily, they sponsor our news.
He's going to sponsor the game that we're going to play. But before we forget and get busy, you said there was one other thing you wanted to add before you left.
Yes. So, you know, Texarkana is a very unique community. Texarkana, Texas, Texarkana, Arkansas. And we do a really good job working together. And this is one of those examples. So David is actually a co-chair of the Complete Count Committee. But he shares that that chair position with a member of Texarkana, Arkansas.
Deanna O'Malley.
Okay. Yeah.
Deanna was in a couple weeks ago.
But basically, you know, the whole purpose of the CCC is to get out and talk to everybody in Texarkana, especially those people who might be hesitant about filling out the census. And so for the next month and every month until the census, we're going to be out in the community doing events and getting the word out. And David, I'm so glad that he's on board because he's real good at that kind of stuff.
Hey, man, y'all come by anytime you want to. Yeah. We can always talk here and do some videos. And, you know, we're going out to different things all the time. So,
all right, are we smarter than a fifth grader?
Let's find out.
What do you think, Dave? You ready?
Oh, I know I'm not smarter than a fifth grader.
That's not true.
You might pull it off. Sometimes I'm not.
The following questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S. Answer 4 out of 5. Or
that's 80%.
Or you ain't smarter than a fifth grader.
Okay.
Here we go. First one. How do you say please in Spanish? Buenos dias, por favor, or salud?
Por favor.
That's right. Por favor.
We know that one.
Everybody's tied across.
That one was not too hard.
All right.
He's going to get a math one in here in a minute.
What is the most important crop grown in the state of Georgia? Peaches, peanuts, or cotton?
Peaches.
I'm going to go with cotton.
I'm going to go peanuts.
JW got that one. You guys are on the edge, man. You can't miss it.
Remember, Jimmy Carter was the peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia. President Carter.
Yeah. Georgia peaches.
Yeah, but they have lots of peaches, yeah.
Peanut farms.
And they have cotton.
All right. We're up to spelling.
Okay. Uh-oh.
So this may take a second. They could have picked a shorter word. How do you spell the word through in the sentence? Go through the door. Is it A? THROUGH, BTHRU, or CTHREW?
It's A.
A.
A. That's right. Everybody's got that one.
I thought she was going to kind of trick us there.
Yeah, well, no, I'm
okay.
What types of trees will lose their leaves in the fall? Mm-hmm. A. Conifers, B. Evergreens, or C. Deciduous?
Got to be C.
C.
I'm going to go with them, C.
Yeah.
can't have a farmer's market and not know a little bit about
the trees. Arbor Day's coming up, by the way.
That's right. All right, final question.
All right, we're doing well.
Oh, hey, Anna!
She can't hear you. She's got her headphones on.
Oh, she over there? Okay. Right. What is the national... Anna's Canadian.
Oh, it's a Canadian question?
What's the national anthem of Canada?
Uh-huh.
A. Hail Mighty Canucks. B, closer to the heart, or C, O Canada.
O Canada.
Canada. Hey, we should give them extra points if you know it. I'll give you extra points.
Just that.
Well, you knew that.
That part, that's good enough.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I think we're all smarter than a fifth grader, obviously.
Today. Barely today.
It's a good day.
Today, yeah, everybody made it. So
I haven't made every day.
Oh, no.
I failed several times.
Yeah, some of them are tough. Yeah. But no, all of you did real good today, and we're going to let you keep your position with the U.S. Census.
All right, and the city of Texarkana.
And the city of Texarkana. All right, guys, thank you so much for coming by. But do let us know how this is going, and as we're getting a little bit closer, if you'll just let Anna know, she'll come in here and crack a whip. We'll stay on top of it with you.
That sounds good.
All right, bud. Holden, Dave, thanks, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you for having us.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and a Morning Show and sometimes a dog, coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Join us next time for another exciting podcast from Two Old Men, a Morning Show, and sometimes a dog.